Blog Talk Radio. Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com. Today, it's because today is March 1st, the first day of Color Therapy Month, the annual worldwide celebration that we color lovers live for. It's a great excuse to show all of our beautiful colors, and this year there are a spectrum of events from Australia, Canada, England, France, Germany, Hong Kong, Italy, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, New Zealand, Russia, South Africa, Switzerland, Taiwan, and the USA. Well, my guests today are not only newly appointed color ambassadors for Color Therapy Month, but two of the most colorful beings on the planet. One is a chic rainbow chick from South Africa, and the other is the color mage from Pennsylvania. They are Lean Potgieter and Bernard Charles. Bernard Charles is a registered metaphysician who performs intuitive card readings, working with color, angels, and traditional tarot to see clearly into situations for the highest good. His exuberant energy has been described as infectiously radiant, and you can visit his website at thecolormage.com. Well, welcome back to the Color Calendar, Bernard, and happy Color Therapy Month.
Happy Color Therapy Month to you, too.
Oh, great. Well, you know, since we last spoke on this show, you have had quite the transformation, and that transformation is you became the color mage.
Yes, it was like a rebranding, like spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm looking at my dictionary now, and I see that the word mage means magician. Of course, you and I both knew that, right?
Right.
And I know that you like scarves, Bernard. So does this mean that you're going to pull an endless rainbow scarf from your sleeve, or do you make colors magically disappear, or do you pull rainbow rabbits from a hat, or do you put a color card on your forehead and try to guess the color? You always have such an entertaining way to share color with your audience. So what exactly does a color mage do?
What a color mage does to me is invoke energy And just like a regular magician that you go and see in Las Vegas, it's for entertainment purposes. And I feel as though living your life spiritually, holistically, mindfully, consciously, that is the best entertainment that you can possibly have, because you get excited to take care of your body, to take care of your mind, and to take care of your soul. So even though I'm not pulling rainbow scarves out of my sleeve, I am in a way placing a color card on my forehead and guessing the color. It's kind of like, feels like that. And it's so funny because I actually had a meditation, and that is exactly what I did on the Ellen DeGeneres Show in my meditation. So it's really funny that you brought that up. But I just want people to be exposed to color energy on a mainstream sort of level, to just bring more conscious awareness to the majority of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're just so drained and so bogged down. And when we walk into a room, we don't typically take notice of color. We don't typically take notice of energy, except if it affects us physically. I mean, if the room is cold or if the room is a little too stuffy. So I just want to bring people into a state of mindfulness, and that's what I believe. And I play video games, and I'm always the mage. I'm always the person that has the magic powers. So I just incorporated my passion for video gaming into what I do for my business.
Mm. Well, that's very clever. And regarding your business, what kind of services do you offer people in relation to color? What would they expect from you?
Right now, I offer one-on-one color coaching, I guess you could call that. We just sit down together and hash out. It's called my Color Mentorship Program. And I just work with you individually to increase your willpower, overcome any spiritual like obstacles that you don't see too clearly, but we can see clearly through color. And I also give color readings to people, so I'm able to assess your life, assess your situation. You have a stressful problem. You can't figure out what career path is right for you. I help you see that better through the power of color. It's all about color, baby.
Yes, it is. I'm going to assume, you know, last time you were here on this show, you said that you are a colorgasm waiting to happen. I'm assuming that hasn't changed, right?
No, I actually just wrote a blog post with that same thing when I was talking about the Oscars that just happened.
Oh, wow. Weren't those colors amazing? We can get into a whole nother conversation about that. I just love watching the Oscars, really specifically for the colors. But anyway, so you've had a lot of interesting experiences with color over the years. Of these, which one comes to mind first?
It's my relationship to my orange scarf. It's just the one thing that I really feel so strongly about and attached to, because I feel as though back then, back in high school, I didn't know who I was, and everyone else was telling me who I was. But going to an art museum, going into the gift shop, finding, like, just turning around and spontaneously, like, I don't know if it's random or ironic or by fate or even synchronicity, but I turned around. I was so drawn to my orange scarf, and I had to have it. It was like $10. So I'm like, okay, it's a deal. But that scarf was just, that scarf gave to me the permission to be myself, permission to be unique, the permission to just express who I was. I felt like when I held that scarf, I felt like I could fly. I felt that I could be creative, and it was a memory associated with all my trips to museums because I was part of a little art group, and we would take these trips through our school programming, but that scarf has literally changed my life. And I just look at it, and it's a little tattered now because it's been years. I feel like it's been nearly 9 years since I've had that scarf, and I still wear it. I love it. It's amazing. It's just so orange and so vibrant and just reminds me where I came from and motivates me to reach wherever I want to go. It's just my magic carpet.
Wow. And at the time that you gravitated towards the color orange, you really didn't know the attributes of the color orange, did you? You know, it represents joy and creativity and sexuality. You didn't know any of that, right?
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I had no concept of color through symbology or psychology. I had none of that. All I knew was my relationship to color and through art, through design, through beauty is based on what my mom has just kind of guided me to. And the only thing she did was when I got bored, she told me that I needed to create something, do something, imagine something, color. So that's all. That's all it really is. If you just open and you just feel, you really, I feel like in today's society, we're numbing ourselves to how we're feeling and we're numbing ourselves to our highest potential, and I believe through color that's exactly what I'm here to do, is to help people feel again. And you don't necessarily need a book. You don't need me to help you do that. You just have to be open to feeling this awesome, awesome planet and universe. And I could go on for days about how exciting it is. Because I still can't believe that they're color out in space. How is that possible? And I'm like,
amazing.
It's just so amazing.
Mhm. Mhm. Well, you know, you have a special event for Color Therapy Month, and it's called Finding Nirvana Through Color, and I'm totally intrigued with that title. It's on Saturday, March 7th, and it's held in Pennsylvania. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I experienced a really deep depression a few weeks ago, and I disconnected myself from a soul relationship. Then my grandmother passed away, and then something happened, and I just looked over to my color deck, and it kind of looked sad. I wasn't playing with it, so I just started playing with it, and it occurred to me that I needed to meditate, so I meditated, and then I went into a state of where I met those people that I sort of disconnected with, my grandmother being one, and she told me this great like wisdom, follow the colors. But I'm like, okay, Nana, I will follow the color. So I was struggling with accepting my natural urges and desires as a human being, money, sex, any other temptation that you can think of that usually is like contained and trying to control it. But the best thing that I realized struggling with those things and being in the depression is that I just needed to forgive myself. I needed to strengthen my own sense of willpower. And I'm not defined by expectation. Because life is not an expectation. Things happen. It's just so much bigger than anything that our little human brain can understand. But we are evolving as a species. So I just suddenly was inspired. And I went to my color deck. And I just flipped through 7 chakra-oriented colors that really kept me on the path of strengthening willpower and strengthening that peace within us. And that's when I experienced nirvana.
Mm.
And it's so interesting because I created a little ebook of my journey and describing the colors. And so that's what I will be talking about at the event, is just the sort of my journey and how science and spirituality can help, can blend that to strengthen us into finding everyday nirvana, because I don't believe that nirvana is, I believe you can have nirvana today, not tomorrow. So tomorrow being, oh, my soul's going through reincarnation, the lifetime, so I'm just going to not care. That's the one stigma that against YOLO, you only live once. I just feel like it's YOLO time. You're going to live once now, and it's not guaranteed. The only guarantee is the present moment. And through color, I'm bringing this. I'm bringing this to planet Earth so that we can excel, so that we can evolve to a light essence that we already belong to. We just forgot.
Let's meet my next guest, Lean Potgita, who says that she is on a mission to bring self-awareness through color to her country of South Africa and to the world. Lean is a color consultant and the owner of The Color Option at thecoloroption.com, specializing in online color codes readings, color consciousness courses, and self-awareness workshops. You live in the Rainbow Nation, so I'm imagining that the colors that you see there, the various colors of dress, et cetera, have been very influential in your color work. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I think we as African people are very colorful. The houses are colorful, the clothing are colorful, you know, nature is colorful because we have such amazing weather. You know, the flowers are just beautiful and, you know, very bright, and even the green of the grasses and the blue sky. So, yes, I am surrounded by beautiful, bright colors.
You know, you mentioned the color blue, and I happen to know that that wasn't one of your favorite colors to begin with.
Yes, that is so weird because I know that it's, you know, the most popular color or the most liked color. And maybe it's because I've always been sort of rejecting the gifts of the color blue. Suddenly I'm noticing blue. My aura is blue. My lounge is blue. I hope blue is not going to take over my life.
Well, it sounds like maybe the rainbow has taken over your life, because you have this chic rainbow chick persona. What is the backstory on that? How did you become this chic rainbow chick? And I cannot say that three times fast, so without fluffing that one up. How did you become this?
Okay, so first of all, I love beauty and I love style and I love elegance. So that's where the chic comes from.
Okay.
And then the rainbow comes from my love of color. But then also I live in the Rainbow Nation. That's the rainbow part. And then the chick part is to show that little bit whimsical, sassy kind of persona, you know, that I live colorfully, you know, but in an elegant way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think, yeah, absolutely. I think maybe I have an unfair advantage because I live in the Rainbow Nation. So I wanted to make that link between where I live and who I am.
Mm-hmm. And you have that sassiness about you too, right?
Yes, yes. And a little bit whimsical. I think I'm an elemental as well. So.
Okay.
That's persona.
Well, I've read that you are on a mission to start a worldwide color revolution. So I want to know, how is that going for you?
I tell you, it is quite a challenge. I think because we are surrounded by colors, we're sort of used to it, you know, and we stop noticing it. So I think my first challenge is to actually get people to notice color again, to really see it and not take it for granted. So, yes, I think I'm definitely getting there, but there's still a lot of hard work ahead. But it's fun work. So, yes, I'm up for the challenge.
Mm-hmm. What would you say has been your most memorable experience with color?
Definitely my first color reading. That was such an eye-opener because it explained exactly where I was at that time in my life. And I just could not believe that color can tell me so much about me, and I could see myself in the colors and in the color meanings. So that was like, wow, this is just so awesome.
You have one of the most colorful websites that I have ever seen. You're not shy with using color. It's right there in your face. And when people visit your website, thecoloroption.com, Lean, they're going to find information about how you work with color in the home and how you work with color in the wardrobe. Would you describe your services for our listeners?
Okay, so I believe your home is your castle. And I think it's so important to create harmony in your home. So that is why I come to your house, I analyze or assess the personalities of the people living in the house and the rooms that you spend the most time in with your family members or with your partner, and then see if there's anything that causes you distress, or maybe you're fighting more in a certain room in your home, or you always feel anxious somewhere. And then we can see, okay, but let's look at the color choices that you've made here and take your personality and then the color personality of your partner or a family member into consideration and see where we can find the balance, you know, to get back to the to harmony. When it comes to your wardrobe, yes, I believe that what you wear, so the colors that you wear in the dress, your clothing, say a lot about your personality. So I don't think one should be shy to hide who you really are. So show your true colors in how you dress. Also, if you're going for something specific, say you go for an interview or you're going to ask for a raise from your boss, wear a specific color that would, you know, maybe help your cause a little bit. So I know that many people only have, for example, black in their color, in their wardrobe. And I mean, there's something deeper to that. So, yes, I would ask you to send a photograph of your wardrobe. I look at the colors. I also get an intuitive feeling of maybe what's happening with you. And then I suggest color choices for you to help you grow or to get unstuck or, you know, to achieve your goals.
Well, you are hosting a very exciting event called Celebrate Color in Style. And this is for Color Therapy Month, and it's going to be held on Saturday, March 14th in Johannesburg, South Africa. Tell us about this event.
Yes, I'm very excited about it. I think the style comes in with the chic. So I've decided to have it at an interior designer in Johannesburg, and it's going to be like an experience, like an assault on your senses almost, where you can see color, you can feel it in the fabric, you can taste it. We're going to have colorful fruit sticks and beautiful juices and water that's, you know, flavored with cucumber and pineapple and all colorful fruits. And then also we're going to have fragrances where you can actually smell color. So it's going to be a whole color experience, and it's going to be for all your senses, a very tantalizing, elegant event.
I'm going to be on the plane. I'm coming to South Africa.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
It sounds like a sensorium. It sounds so great. Wow. Well, you know what, Lean? I really think you are a chic rainbow chick, and I'm so happy that you can be with us today and that you are one of our new color ambassadors. And before we go, Do you have any quick color tips for someone who may be feeling depressed and might be only seeing the dark clouds of the situation?
Yes, absolutely. I think, depression is generally an orange color. So it's, you're accessing the challenging side of the orange. But orange is also so creative and it brings back the bliss. So if there's that one little thing that has always kept you going, always grabbed your attention, say your love for music or your love for words or just your love for nature. If you can just find that one little spot, even if it's the smallest thing, even if you have a piano in your lounge and you haven't played it for months because you are depressed, just as a first step, go and look at it and maybe just press one note. You know, something so simple, so small, just to find that little spark again, that little blissful feeling. And it doesn't have to last for hours or even minutes. It can last for a second or two, but just to feel that little spark inside yourself again. So I think my tip is to look for orange and look for the gifts of the orange and start to look for that little spark, that bliss, that thing, that small, small thing that brings you joy.
Here's what's happening on the color calendar for March 2015. A free encore presentation of the 2014 Luminaries Color Conference with Alejandra, Arlene Arnold, Moira Bush, Elaine Marie, Elizabeth Harper, Diantha Harris, Teresa Funt, Lynn Waldrop, and Mark Wentworth will be presented online from Sunday, March 1st through Tuesday, March 31st. On Monday, March 2nd and Tuesday, March 3rd, Kate Smith will be leading her Color Consultant Certification course in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. On Saturday, March 7th, Bernard Charles talks about finding nirvana through color in Pennsylvania. Dr. Martha Reed is offering the Power of Seven, Using Color as Energy Medicine course, beginning on Tuesday, March 10th in Phoenix, Arizona. A Practices and Principles of Aurasoma course will be held from Tuesday, March 10th through Sunday, March 15th in Moscow, Russia. On Wednesday, March 11th, CMD Color hosts a Crafty Evening with Aurasoma in Natick, Massachusetts. The Color Option presents Celebrate Color and Style on Saturday, March 14th in Johannesburg, South Africa. A Lumalight Color and Geometry course is scheduled for Saturday, March 14th and Sunday, March 15th in Toronto, Canada. On Sunday, March 15th, Your Heart on Art presents a Course of Another Color in Nashville, Tennessee. Also on Sunday, March 15th is the Trusting Your Inner Guidance with Color workshop in Cheltenham, England. Amanda Miller conducts a Color Mirrors Practitioner course on Tuesday, March 17th through Friday, March 20th in Grosseto, Italy. The U.S. Esagetic Color Puncture Institute is holding a 4-day Basic Practitioner Certification course on Thursday, March 19th through Sunday, March 22nd in Boulder, Colorado. On Saturday, March 21st, Margaret Ann Lembo presents her Chakra Awakening Crystal Healer Certification Level 2 course in Boynton Beach, Florida. An Aurasoma Color System course is being offered from Sunday, March 22nd through Friday, March 27th in Cornwall, England. On Monday, March 23rd and Tuesday, March 24th, Catherine North leads a Color for Life course in Auckland, New Zealand. And I, Elaine Marie, will be hosting the 4-week Color Empowerment course beginning on Wednesday, March 25th online. And that's what's happening on the color calendar for March. If you would like to contact the organizers of the events mentioned on the show today, or if you have a colorful event that you would like to submit for the color calendar, please email your request to aurahouse@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to know more about me, Elaine Marie, please visit my Aura House School of Color and Light website at colortherapyschool.com. Many thanks and many blessings to Bernard Charles and Lean Postgeter for joining us today on this very first day of the 5th Annual Color Therapy Month Celebration. For a complete calendar of colorful activities throughout the world, be sure to visit colortherapymonth.com. I'll be back next month with another colorful guest. Until then, have a bright and colorful, happy Color Therapy Month. And remember, no matter how you feel or where on the planet you live, don't forget to stop and enjoy the pretty colors.
Color is all around us. It has a profound effect on how we think, feel, and act. A yellow sunshine, blue skies, green grass, red roses. Take away color, and our world would look like this. Color Cares is a 501c3 charity that uses the power of color to positively change lives. Visit our website today to learn more at www.colorcares.org and help us spread happiness in full color.